was discriminatory and uniquely affected her faith. A judge ruled it was lawful. Shaman Freeman Pyle says the school's head introduced the rules when large numbers of students started praying outside.
Some people at the school were subject to death threats and bomb hoaxes. It was that reason that she banned ritualized prayers in the school, saying that it wasn't bringing the school community together. Instead, it was quite divisive.
A Brussels mayor has shut down a conservatism conference, saying the far right is not welcome in the city. Amir Keir claims he made the decision to guarantee public safety. British politicians Nigel Farage and Suella Braverman have both given speeches at the event, despite a police presence at the venue. It's reported authorities arrived while Mr. Farage was on stage. He says it's proof free speech is being stifled.
We can see that legally held opinions from people who are going to win national elections is no longer acceptable here in Brussels, the home of globalism.
Israel's military has insisted it will retaliate following Iran's missile and drone attack. Israel's war cabinet's meeting again today to consider its response, with Rishi Sunak among world leaders urging restraint. Real terms pay growth is at its highest rate in 2.5 years. Regular wages were 2.4% higher in the 3 months to February than a year ago. A man's had to be rescued by firefighters after getting stuck in a toilet cubicle in his local Wetherspoons. It took the fire service 4 minutes to free him at the Punch Bowl in York. And the torch relay, which will take the Olympic flame to Paris for this summer's games, is underway. It's been lit in Greece. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Ruth. Well, at least it's a bit better than it was yesterday, but we can still expect outbreaks of rain and a moderate breeze and a mere 12 degrees, the top temperature, and that value is going to dip to just 4 overnight. Sadly, we can expect a more of the same tomorrow, although it now looks as though Thursday will be a tad brighter before more outbreaks of rain turn up on Friday. But the good news is that the weekend looks to be brighter and a touch warmer too, with 16 degrees possible on Sunday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Baby, yeah. Thinking of you. I'm thinking of
just a victim of circumstance out of my own. I need to relax and make a new start, 'cause you're the only one that gets deep in my heart. 'Cause I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of
thinking of you there, Simply Red. And it's Scott Ross here with you with the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about Clarence House, but not the one we all know and love in London. This one's in Saxted, so to learn more, make sure you're tuned in at about 2:30. But first off, it's time for music from Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I hang on? Losing my hands, spinning around my room.
Yeah, it's Toxic from Britney Spears. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, our old friend Julia May released a new single called Everywhere I Go. Now, the song was written by Brentwood songwriters Graham Harris and Michael Harrington, and although written originally for another Essex-based community radio station, we're still happy to play it here on Phoenix FM. And, of course, by the way, this coming Sunday sees the London Marathon happening, and Julia May and the Remedy Band are also going to be promoting their 2022 single, The Marathon Song, in respect of that. But, no, we're not going to play that now. We're going to play the new one, Everywhere I Go, which I have to say I think is one of the best songs that Julian has ever made. Take a listen, see what you think. Salty street.
in every place. Everywhere I go, it's you I cannot find, but you I want to know. I wonder how you're feeling now, and I wonder where you are. That face in every place, elusive like that star, it's you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Yeah, following their success of winning the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981, Bucks Fizz released My Camera Never Lies in March the following year, providing them with their third number one success within just a couple of weeks of its release. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show Greatest here on Phoenix FM, airing every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. Now, about a week or so ago, I was listening to a radio station in the U.S. Yes, I don't just listen to Phoenix FM, I listen to stations all over the place. And I heard this track by Knox. It's actually, it says, it's called Not the 1975. It sounds incredibly like the 1975, but as Knox says, it's not.
Vodka soda and baggy jeans, using none of that art degree. She's the type to just look at me, then write me off in a moment. We're in a city full of strangers, but I got faith in $20 in my pocket. So I said, DJ, can you play her that one song that talks about chocolate? Then she said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975. Show her teeth. No, she's not losing a lick of sleep when she writes me off, breaks me down to my lowest. We're in a city full of strangers, but it feels like something's up in the air tonight. So I said, DJ, can you play her that one song that talks about Caroline? Then she said,
well, it sounds remarkably like the 1975, but it's not the 1975, it's actually Knox.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, it's a lot easier than it was an hour ago. We still have an accident on the roundabout of the M25 A13 Junction 30, and there are delays on all approaches, and in Hatfield Peveril, Turling Hall Road is blocked by a tree that's fallen onto a power cable just north of the A12. We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingate, Stone and Gallywood, and two-way traffic lights are in operation on the A128 at Herringate, and close to Billericay, temporary traffic signals are in operation on the A129 London Road at the junction with Rushdene Road, and more traffic signals are operating due to water main work on Potash Road at Brookside. Taking a look now at public transport, there is a bit of a problem with C2C, but there's damage to overhead wires between Upminster and Pitsea, and that's causing disruption to all C2C services for the rest of today. Whilst Greater Anglia services between Liverpool Street and Chingford have been affected by a tree falling and being caught in the overhead wires. Now, I think that particular problem has eased and it's not causing the problem that it was causing earlier on, but just be aware of it just in case. Other than that, no other problems I can see on Greater Anglia. Looking at the London Underground right now, there's a part suspension and severe delays affecting the District Line. This is principally between Earl's Court and Broadway in Richmond due to a faulty train at West Kensington, I should say. Minor delays are affecting the Hammersmith and City Line. That's due to a shortage of trains. Much more severe delays are affecting the London Overground, particularly between Euston and Watford Junction due to an earlier signal failure at Euston. And minor delays are affecting the Victoria line that's due to someone being taken ill on a train. And just be aware that Kentishtown Underground Station will remain closed until late summer whilst escalators are replaced, but the Thames Link Station will remain open. Now, of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past 3, but at 2.27, very nearly 2.28, you are fully up to speed. And here's Kate Nash.
There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees. What are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying so hard. Well, maybe you could try a little bit too. Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I'll eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to what I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is here. Trying so hard, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right scum. I just want to believe that
98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, Margaret Mills is back with me this week, and I think you're looking at Clarence House in Thaxted. Now, this isn't the Clarence House that we keep on hearing about in the news, is it?
This is not Clarence House in London.
No, I was going to say, yeah.
You won't find Charles and Camilla at this one.
Right, OK.
No, no. This is Clarence House in Thaxted, and anyone who knows Thaxted, if you're walking round doing the tour of Thaxted, you will probably have walked past Clarence House. It's basically a very impressive Queen Anne house. It dates from about 1715, but next time you're in Thaxted and you're outside Clarence House, look upward. And you will see on a rainwater pipe near the roof the initials W and E. And the W and E, if you've ever wondered what that stands for, it stands for William and Elizabeth. And William and Elizabeth Heckfault were the first occupiers of Clarence House. Clarence House was actually built for them. They were a newly married couple, and it was built with money from Elizabeth's parents, the Rayners. The Rayners were immensely wealthy and important in Thaxted. And the house has quite an interesting history, because for most of its life, it was run as a doctor's stroke apothecary's surgery.
Yes.
And there is a small annex next door, and that's actually where the original surgery was. And William Heckfault was himself a surgeon and apothecary. And when he died, the house went to his son, also called William, who was also a surgeon, who worked from the house, going out on horseback all round Thaxted and the local villages, dispensing medicines and looking after people that were sick. William had no children to leave the house to, so he passed it to his brother, Daniel. Now, at this stage, the house had no name that we know of. It was just an impressive manor or mansion house in Thaxted. But when it passed to Daniel, Daniel had a daughter called Mary. Daniel, incidentally, was also a surgeon apothecary. His daughter Mary married a chap named Arthur Clarence, who, amazingly, was also a surgeon apothecary. And, of course, it was Arthur who decided that the name of the house should be, from then onwards, Clarence House.
Right.
Now, from the family that had originally owned it, the Heckfords, to Arthur Clarence, it then passed out of the family and it passed into the hands of the Webbs. Now, again, if you know Thaxted, you will know John Webb's windmill. Very impressive windmill that you can go in. You can visit the windmill, you can go in it. And John Webb, again, a wealthy family, and it was owned by one of his sons, eventually passed out of the Webb family into the Franklin family. And in 1942, the last member of the Franklin family, a lady called Rose Franklin, sold the house on to Essex County Council, who turned it into a residential centre, where groups and school children could come and spend a week or a weekend and study the local area. They could do painting, drawing, field trips, etc. And many generations of people will remember going to Clarence House for field trips with the school. Sadly, in 1994, because of a change in fire regulations, it was no longer suitable for residential use. So they turned it into a centre for educational purposes, but a day centre, where people could go for educational courses, that teachers could go for inset and training days, and so on. And this is still the purpose of the house today. So it's good that the house is still in use, albeit it's no longer the home of a surgeon and apothecary.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
And where are you off to next week, then?
Next week, we're off to Loughton, and we're looking at the story of Loughton Hall.
OK, thank you.
Thanks.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
All I could do, I've done. Down every road I've run, just trying to find someone. But I did it all for nothing. Looked for the fire that burned, held out so much hope, it hurt. They're not mistakes I've learned. When it comes to love, I'm searching for not just someone I can live with. I want someone I can't live without. Not just someone I can be with. I need someone I can't be without. The one all just to be for nothing. I made you feel worthless. You should have felt priceless. I was in the wrong, yeah, but now I'm gonna write this. No, I didn't see it from the start, but now I know exactly who you are. You're not just someone I can live with. You're someone I can't live without. Not just someone I can be with, but you're someone I can't be without. I was in the wrong, yeah, but now I'm gonna write this. Didn't see it from the start, but now I know exactly who you are. You're not just another love. This only happens once. You're not just another love. This only happens once. You're not just someone I can live with. You're someone I can't live without.
Script, I Want It All, and before that it was Noel Bryden and Thought I Was Meant For You.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this coming Saturday, there's a quiz with a difference, which has been organised by our very own Roy Tyzak, who looks after this show on Thursdays. And this is taking place at Navestock Village Hall, Navestock side. Just quiz with a difference, where you can test your knowledge of unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. The cost of entry is £20, but that includes an evening meal and refreshments. You can get more information by going to our website, phoenixfm.com, follow the links to local events, and you'll see all the links there that'll get you the more information.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
It's the Super Sound Station.
The Bruvius Station.
So brighten your day at the Super Location.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So
classic there from Survivor, who is high on you. And this is also a goodie. It's a new one from Sia and Kylie Minogue, who are going to be dancing alone, would you believe?
My life, last row, desert door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay, no. I'm not afraid, I know I'll be okay, there's nothing you can say.
Alone there, Sia and Kylie Minogue, and Love Will Tear Us Apart, according to Joy Division.
Love and ambition to love and resist.
There you go, Joy Division, and Love Will Tear Us Apart, and that just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you again next Monday from 1. Bob Simpson will be here tomorrow. Roy Tyzak will be on parade on Thursday, and Patrick Sherring will be doing the honours on Friday. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with They Might Be Giants, but from me, bye-bye.
Istanbul, it's Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's church delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone, now Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the sky.